All right, welcome in on a Tuesday. It's going to be a quick show today because it's 6 o'clock. It's the Tom Izzo Show. And at 7 o'clock, we've got girls high school basketball for you tonight over at Marine City High School. They're taking on St. Clair, and I'll be over there, which means I got to get out of here. But in the meantime, we do have some stuff planned, like we're going to talk a little Red Wing hockey right now to kick things off today, because I've kind of been ignoring the Wings. Ted Colfin writes about the Wings for the Detroit News, and I've taken the All-Star break, Ted, to take a break from the Red Wings because this team is driving me nuts.
Okay, Dennis, several things here. First off, we're talking about a team that will have not lost in about 8 or 9 days. I mean, come on now with the All-Star break. They will have not lost a game in about 8 days.
But here's where I'm at with that, Ted. I want them to lose.
They also haven't played a game, though, too, so that's part of it, too.
I want them to lose and lose and lose and have a bazillion ping-pong balls or whatever it is so that when they get pushed back to the fourth pick after finishing dead last, I can really scream this summer.
Dennis, I don't think you had to worry about the fact about the losing part of it. They will lose. They will continue to lose. They will lose a lot of games here in the next 2 months. And they will have the worst record in the league. So that gives them an 18% chance of landing the top pick, which, isn't great. Let's play it that way. But they'll have the most ping pong balls, but we'll see where it goes from there. They're an organization that definitely could use the first overall pick.
Yeah, and they could use a break as far as like the draft is concerned.
They haven't been very lucky in it, have they?
They've been pushed back, what, like 3-4 years in a row?
I believe so, yeah. That's accurate, yes. I know. Maybe this year their fortunes will change. I mean, considering the way this season has gone, I mean, they're due for a little bit of good luck, I would think.
Let's talk one bright spot, and that's Tyler Bertuzzi, who's been terrific all season.
Yeah,
and he put up a good show at the All-Star weekend. I think he had 4 assists in the one game.
Don't tell me you watched the All-Star game.
And a goal in the other. I did only because there's nothing else on.
When was that, Saturday night? I thought there was a good college game, basketball game. Maybe they're not. Gotta be honest, I think we went the Netflix route that evening, so we didn't even watch it. But that format. They need to do something. I'm not sure what they can do with it, but that's beside the point. Okay, yeah, Tyler Bertuzzi, he deserved it, don't you think? I mean, I think he's been the most consistent player on the Wings from day one this season. If they didn't have to have a representative, I don't think the Wings would probably have a representative, but since the league wants one player from every team, I thought he was an easy choice. I think he's been better than Dylan Larkin. He's been more consistent than Larkin or Roenick or any of those fellas. And it just shows the progress, the development this guy has had. I mean, he's a well-rounded player, and I think he's definitely a good foundation piece going forward.
Had the injuries not happened for Mantha, he'd be the Wings.
Yeah, he'd be the. He was having a really good year, no question, Dennis. I think he'd probably be the easy pick. But I tell you, that's like three fights he's been in, and three big fights that he's been in, and all three times sticking up for teammates, and all three times getting hurt. And this time it looks like he really did some damage this time. Jeff Blashill kind of hinted before the break that he could be done for the rest of the season. So whatever it is, I mean, it might be a good idea going forward to maybe avoid these little fracases.
I would think so, and I would think too that the Wings have got to start being concerned about, are they ever going to get a full season out of this guy?
That's fair. Yeah, sure. I mean, you're right. I mean, he hasn't put one together. And it's unfortunate this year, Dennis, because he really was looking like he was going to have a pretty good season, like a 30-goal season type of year, 35 maybe even, who knows. But and it was a contract year. So, I think he cost himself some money here. I mean, where do you come? It's going to be interesting to see where they come at, where do they meet at the middle for a contract? I mean, he's a restricted free agent. he was probably looking at some really, really big money, considering, you know, the peer group he's in, you know, the comparables that he has. He's not going to come close to those comparables, though, because he's missed most half the season and all. So it'll be interesting to see how they do work out that contract.
Yeah. The next big thing's obviously going to be the trade deadline.
Well, yes and no, Dennis.
Well, yeah, I know they have no chance
of making
a big splash.
Who off this roster, seriously, are playoff contending teams going to be racing toward? I mean, the only one I could see that might is Mike Green, but then he's banged up right now. He probably won't be playing for another week or two after we come out of the break here. And I mean, is there going to be enough time for him to show teams he's healthy? And I mean, that's been a struggle for that guy, him and Trevor Daley both. I mean, they are like two veteran defensemen that if they were healthy, I think they'd be good little insurance pieces for a contender. And maybe you could get a third round, if everything was in a perfect world, they could get like a third or fourth round pick. But those two have struggled to stay healthy. They haven't played particularly well when they are healthy. At this point, if you can get like a conditional fifth, sixth, seventh round pick, I mean, and I would have to think Steve Yzerman would be pretty happy with that. But I don't even know if they're going to be able to get that.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, I still hold out hope that Ken Holland will call to get Darren Helm for that insurance policy in Edmonton.
You know what, Dennis? I mean, you say that, and it wouldn't. I mean, I think a lot of teams might be interested in Darren.
He's had a good season.
And in his role, he's had a pretty good season, and I think he still has a year left on his deal, so you can get like two playoffs out of him if you're a contender. But here's a problem. I mean, if you trade Darren Helm, you do got to replace him, and who do you replace him with? He just becomes significantly weaker going forward. It's a little. I'm not going to say it's out of the question that they could trade him there, but I think it might be a little more likely next year. But he's the type of player you'd have to dangle out there if you're Steve Yzerman. I mean, if you really want to get some decent draft picks here, maybe a Luke Glendening. We've heard about that the last couple years. And of course, the biggest name would be Andreas Athanasiou. I mean, he's had a dismal year, let's face it, Dennis. But I think even despite this season, there would be a market. Would it be a first round pick? I'm not too sure about that, but I still think you can probably get a second round pick for sure for him. He's a restricted free agent. I think there's upside, but boy, it has not gone right. It has not gone well for him this season at all.
Well, what's his health?
He's banged up, but you know what, Dennis? He should be returning here within the first few games coming out of the break. So Friday, Saturday, early next week, I think we should see him back in the lineup, I would think.
He's one of those guys, though, Ted, like you could get a deal where it's a second-round pick unless we get so far in the playoffs and then it becomes a first-round pick.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
And I still think I'm optimistic that he's one of those guys that needs a fresh start. I think if he goes somewhere else, I think he could look like that 20, 25, 30 goal scorer that he looked like last year. And I think, and obviously everybody on the Wings were hoping he'd look again like this season, although it just never, ever materialized.
So I think the big question on all Red Wing fans' lips is Gerard Gallant going to be the next coach in Detroit?
Well, if I'm a betting man, I would think yes. I think certainly all the variables kind of point that way. I just don't think it's going to happen until after the season, though. I don't see what the purpose really would be at this point. Maybe just get him acclimated to the roster and see what he has in terms of the roster so they can make changes or adjustments going forward. But, I mean, otherwise, I mean, it doesn't matter if you have Scotty Bowman behind the bench, Dennis. I mean, come on. This roster – isn't going to win a lot of games, hasn't won a lot of games, and isn't going to win a lot of games going forward. So well, let's wait until after the season. I'm sure I'd be surprised, almost shocked, if they don't make a change at that point. But I really don't think it's entirely Jeff Blashill's fault on this. I really don't. I don't know. Nobody could win with this roster.
Yeah, no, it's tougher and tougher. So now, and it's, I understand you're paying these guys, and I understand you can't trade them. But at some point in the second half, will Steve Yzerman take a look at some of the other guys? Will we see Svechnikov?
Yeah, I think you're going to see.
And Hirose and guys like that come up and get another shot.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Moritz Seider for nine. If you play him for nine games, you don't burn the first year of their contract, essentially. So just like they did that with Philip Zadina last year, they brought him up for eight or nine games and gave him a quick look-see. I think that's going to happen with Seider. Veleno, I guess, I would expect, but I'm not as sure with Veleno because he hasn't exactly dominated Grand Rapids, so I'm not sure he's quite ready for the NHL. Hirose, he's played decent hockey down there. I would think he'd be up here maybe. Michael Rasmussen, he's actually, talking to people down there, Dennis, he's actually played well. It's just the fact that he's been hurt for 2 months, so he missed a big chunk of time. But I think they'd be curious to see how Rasmussen plays up here. There's faces down there. There's people that I think you know, they do want to see up here, just see what they got, but it's going to take a heck of a lot more going forward these next couple of years to get back to where they really want to be.
All right, good stuff. Ted, hang in there. I know it's tough.
I tell you, my friend, it's been interesting hockey, to say the least. It's been interesting watching this team.
See, you can always tell who's the writer because they can find those adjectives to use that just doesn't spell it out, as it's flat out brutal.
Interesting is a good word for me. I don't know. It's the first word that comes to mind. Yes, I don't know. Some of the stuff I've seen this season, I have not seen in my other 20-some-odd years, let me tell you.
All right. Hey, Ted, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
I always enjoy it, Dennis.
All right. Thanks for doing this. Got to take a break here, but that's Ted Coughlin from the Detroit News, and we'll be back with more in just a moment on the Dennis Stuckey Show.